understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at C-Plant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of C-Plant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to the program. And we're going to start off with one of our favorite subjects this time of year, taxes. Yes, it's tax season in all Kentucky burgs and counties as county governments are setting their property tax rates for the coming year. And most of the taxing districts in Crittenden County have formally finalized their tax rates. However, a couple still have not. The city of Marion has not formally finalized its rate, but it has proposed what it will set it at. And so it will have some tax hearings coming up in the next few days, or at least one. School district also, has proposed its tax rate, and it will have a meeting to formalize that Thursday. That'll be at 5:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena. It'll be a special call meeting. So the tax rates for 2026 as compared to 2025 for the state of Kentucky, it has dropped slightly. 0.02, the state rate is down, 0.03 from 10.6 last year to 10.3 this year. And the city of Marion has dropped its tax rate for 2026. Now, these are the taxes you'll pay coming this fall when you pay your 2026 property tax. This is real property tax, like homes and farms and such, any properties. The city of Marion is proposing to drop its rate from 22.9 cents per $100 of value down to 22.7. So the way that's figured is if you have a home valued at $100,000, then you will pay $227 in city taxes. You can do the math on that. If you'll pick up this week's Crittenden Press, we explain to you how you can do the math and figure your own tax rate if you know your property assessment, how much it's valued at by the Crittenden County Property Valuation Office. Nonetheless, back to tax rates. Crittenden County, the county rate will stay the same at 11.4. The school district is proposing to raise its rate slightly from 51.6 to 51.8. The extension service will raise its 0.1 cent from 4.5 to 4.6. The health department tax remains the same at 3.0, and the public library stays the same at 5.0. Now, if you live along the Tradewater River, you're right there. There's a special assessment for properties that border the Tradewater River because they have to keep that river clean, and there's some costs that go along with that. There's an independent taxing district called the Tradewater Tax District for those folks who live along that river. And it's going up considerably, really. The biggest hike of all taxes in the area from 36.29 to 37.097. Again, you can read all about these taxes and find out more information in this week's Crittenden Press. Something you'll want to get on your calendar for tomorrow, for Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will be hosting an after-hours networking event at historic Foes Hall. Of course, Foes Hall is getting itself ready for its 100-year anniversary celebration coming up next month, and they're opening their doors tomorrow night from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Chamber of Commerce to hold one of its after-hours events. So drop by. You don't have to be a chamber member. Just drop by and enjoy the fellowship. They'll have some light refreshments there. starting at 5 p.m. Now, this weekend, another event that's going to be pretty cool in our area is the Fredonia Ghost Tour. Well, some of the folks are billing it as a ghost tour. It will be a walk through Fredonia's past. That'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Old Fredonia Cemetery and the Centerville Livingston Presbyterian Church Cemetery near the Caldwell County, Crittenden County line there off of the 641 highway. This will be a guided ghost walk, if you will. It will feature portrayals of Revolutionary War patriots, Civil War soldier James Byrd, and other people buried in these historic cemeteries. Now, there will be a fee if you're over 12 years old. If you're under 12, it's free. Otherwise, admission is $5. Also this week, Kent Withrow, who filed last week as a write-in candidate for Crittenden County Judge Executive, is scheduled to appear in Crittenden District Court. That will be on Wednesday. He will be in court for final sentencing on a misdemeanor false report conviction from a year ago. Court records show that Withrow entered an Alford plea on September 3rd of 2025 to falsely reporting an incident to law enforcement. And because of that Alford plea, the court entered a guilty disposition in the case and deferred final sentencing until this week on Wednesday, September 2nd. Special Judge Brandon Noth is scheduled to preside over Wednesday's proceeding in District Court at Marion City Hall. Kentucky State Police charged Kent Withrow, who goes by Jebediah Yoder as a moniker on Facebook, charged him on March 4th, 2025, following an investigation into his claim that the county attorney had grabbed him by the neck during an encounter inside the Crittenden County office complex in December of 2024. Of course, surveillance cameras caught on videotape that incident, and it proved that there was indeed no physical contact. Withrow was also charged last September with criminal coercion, harassing communications, and harassment without physical contact involving another man and woman in the community. Court records show that prosecution of those three charges was deferred for 2 years as part of that September 2025 disposition involving all three cases. Let's take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with sports and outdoors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
In local sports, the middle school football team will be on the road tonight at Caldwell County. And your soccer team will be at Christian County. And on the road also tonight, the volleyball squad. They will be over at Hopkins County Central. Now, tomorrow night, Union County will be in Marion to play some soccer, so you can catch that action out at Marion Crittenden County Park. Meanwhile, the volleyball team will be down at Livingston County to continue its long string of dominance, I assume, in the 5th District. That team has not lost a match in, I believe, 6 years in the district. So they will be at Livingston Central trying to continue that streak. In action last week and over the weekend, the Rocket football team lost a heartbreaker over in Union County, 21-20. Crittenden County came up on the short end of the stick after going for a two-point conversion with no time left on the clock. The Rockets trailed 21-14 with just seconds remaining in the game and orchestrated a drive down the field and a Hail Mary pass by quarterback Connor Poindexter into the end zone was actually intercepted, but Union County was called for pass interference on that play, and Union County also fumbled the ball on that play after intercepting it. So quite a final play of the game. Well, final regular play of the game. Because of that, Crittenden County recovered the fumble. Hayden Hughes recovered that fumble, and then the Rockets got 6 points for that, scored a touchdown, came to within one, 21-20, and rather than elect to attempt to tie the game with an extra point kick, the Rockets went for the win, and a two-point conversion pass fell incomplete, but a great game for the Rockets and for the Union County Braves. And, you know, Crittenden County coach Gage Courtney said that it was very disheartening. His team worked so hard and to come so close. But they'll regather and go over to Webster County this week and try to pick up their first win in three games to start the season. Now, the Lady Rocket soccer team is off to a great start. You may have heard about Adri Berry. She's a junior on the team and a captain. She has been actually featured on WPSD Channel 6 for her play this season. Scored 18 goals in one week's time, and has also tied the school record with 7 goals in one match. We thought she had actually broken the record, which was believed to be 6, according to information that was available at the time. But further research has found that Francesca Pierce in 2016 scored 7 goals in one match. So both of them now share that record. But the Lady Rockets beat Lyon County in a district match last week, and then they tied a match with McLean County. The volleyball team played a throwback game down at the Fredonia Gym on Friday night, and despite a loss to Caldwell County in that contest, it was a big time had by all and capped off a pretty big week for the Lady Rocket volleyball team, which had beaten Webster County in 5 sets earlier last week. And in cross-country action over the weekend, Crittenden County Rocket runner Noah Martinez captured first place in a race down at Covenant Christian, and the boys team won the event. Meanwhile, over in the girls action, Presley Potter led the girls team with a 6th place finish. And in outdoors, tomorrow is the opening day of dove season. First shots can be fired at 11 a.m. And believe it or not, it's time for deer season. Yep, it's hard to believe, but it comes in this weekend, at least the archery season does. So bow season for deer and turkey opens on Saturday. Get your bug spray out if you get out and try to harvest a deer in this kind of weather. Nonetheless, those bow hunters will be out there. And also need to mention, too, it's Canada goose season in the western zone starting tomorrow, September 1st. So it's that time of year, folks. Fall will be nipping in the air before we know it. So that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Thanks for joining in. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.